The war in Ukraine is showing signs of a potential inflection point, with Bloomberg reporting growing confidence among Ukrainian officials and Western allies that Russia's offensive capability may be genuinely degrading. But Marcus, what's particularly intriguing is how this assessment coincides with broader geopolitical realignments we're seeing globally.
That's exactly right, Sarah. The reporting suggests that Putin himself may be seeking to end the war by year's end, which would represent a dramatic shift from the open-ended commitment to territorial conquest that has defined Russian strategy. But we're also seeing tactical developments that support this narrative. Ukraine's Spartan Brigade has been systematically destroying Russian transport vehicles near Donetsk, part of what appears to be an increasingly effective campaign to cut supply lines.
The technical aspects of this are worth examining. The Black Sky Battalion's drone operations represent a new phase in how this conflict is being fought. These aren't just tactical strikes, they're strategic interdiction campaigns designed to make it prohibitively expensive for Russia to maintain forward positions. The cost-benefit analysis of occupation changes dramatically when every supply convoy faces sophisticated drone threats.
Meanwhile, we're seeing Ukrainian drone capabilities extending deep into Russian territory. The strike on Yaroslavl that forced highway closures toward Moscow demonstrates reach and precision that would have been unimaginable early in this conflict. This isn't just military escalation, it's psychological warfare aimed at making the Russian population aware that this war has consequences for them personally.
But there's a broader international dimension here that connects to our earlier discussion about Iran. The Shangri-La Dialogue is convening this week in Singapore amid both the Iran crisis and ongoing Taiwan tensions. This annual defense forum brings together military leaders and policymakers from across the Indo-Pacific, and the agenda reflects how regional security concerns are becoming increasingly interconnected.
China's position is particularly complex. Beijing's backing of Pakistan's mediation efforts with Iran suggests they want regional stability, but they're simultaneously facing increased pressure from five EU nations pushing for trade crackdowns. This puts China in the position of needing to balance support for regional diplomatic solutions while managing escalating economic confrontation with Europe.
The intelligence dimension of these conflicts is evolving rapidly as well. We're seeing reports of Iranian hackers posing as recruiters to target U.S. aviation engineers, which suggests sophisticated state-sponsored cyber operations that blur the lines between traditional espionage and economic warfare. These campaigns target critical infrastructure knowledge that could be used for both military and civilian disruption.
Secretary of State Rubio's planned visit to Armenia to advance a U.S.-brokered peace deal illustrates how American diplomacy is trying to manage multiple regional conflicts simultaneously. The Armenia-Azerbaijan dispute may seem peripheral, but it's directly connected to broader questions about Russian influence in the Caucasus and how regional powers fill vacuums created by Moscow's focus on Ukraine.
The Guardian's reporting on growing elite frustration with Putin over both the war and economic conditions provides crucial context for understanding these diplomatic openings. When domestic support among key constituencies begins eroding, it creates incentives for leaders to seek face-saving exits from conflicts that appeared sustainable when costs were lower and victories seemed achievable.
What's striking is how these various conflicts are creating new patterns of international cooperation. Pakistan's mediation between the U.S. and Iran, China's support for diplomatic solutions, European unity on trade policy toward China, these represent departures from traditional alliance structures and suggest that crisis-driven diplomacy is reshaping international relations in real time.
The military technology implications are profound as well. Ukraine's success with drone warfare is being studied intensively by defense establishments worldwide, including at the Shangri-La Dialogue discussions. The lessons learned about cost-effective precision strikes, supply chain interdiction, and asymmetric capabilities are informing military planning far beyond the current conflict zones.
Ukraine's demand for a UN meeting after the massive Russian strike on Kyiv also highlights how international institutions are being tested by these evolving conflict dynamics. The UN Security Council remains paralyzed by Russian vetoes, but regional organizations and bilateral diplomatic channels are increasingly becoming the venues where actual problem-solving occurs.
Looking ahead, the convergence of potential diplomatic breakthroughs in multiple theaters, Iran, Ukraine, Armenia, Azerbaijan, suggests that 2026 could represent a broader shift toward conflict resolution. But the underlying strategic competition between major powers continues, which means any diplomatic successes need to be sustainable enough to survive changes in domestic political leadership and economic conditions.